This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is California Republican Congressman Dana Rohrabacher, represents his state's 46th congressional district. He's been a guest of ours many times as this immigration debate has unfolded. One of the latest developments is that Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid plans to add the so-called DREAM Act, a major immigration piece of legislation, to the defense bill in order to help it get approved when it might not otherwise do so. And Congressman, it's great to have you with us again.
Well, thank you very much, and thanks to you for alerting the people to this travesty that's about ready to be cast upon the American people. This is the idea that you're going to couple two issues, national defense, together with providing scholarships for illegal aliens is just absolutely unacceptable, unconscionable, and I think the people of Nevada should rise up against Harry Reid and just kick him out of there.
This is a tactic we've seen before. I believe they attached hate crimes legislation to a bill similar to this last year, but as far as the DREAM Act goes, explain for our listeners exactly what this would do.
Yeah, well, you know, it's one thing to have the DREAM Act, which I'm opposed to, and I think that is, and which I will describe, and it's another thing. But it's another thing to attach this thing that's not a good bill and not good policy to a totally separate issue, and that's the, you know, defense-related issues. The DREAM Act basically says that they're going to take young people who are in this country illegally, and they claim, well, that's because they were brought in by their parents at an early age, et cetera. But you basically have young people who are in this country illegally, and we're going to provide them with scholarships and provide them with legal status to go to universities and state colleges. And the fact is that we should not be expending money at universities and state colleges and make them eligible for regular scholarship programs if they're here illegally. That money is coming directly. Just the money used for our schools is supposed to be going to help Americans, young people out, to help them with their education. And now with limited funds, to give that money to illegals is just unconscionable.
What type of cost to the taxpayers would we be seeing if this were to be approved?
Well, for example, if you have 10% of the people at the schools, which would happen in California, that's for sure, maybe more, that are being the seats are being occupied by illegal immigrants, that's resources that should go to American citizens. The odd thing about this is then someone who's here illegally would be eligible for education benefits that some of our own Americans aren't eligible, because if you are in, for example, a veteran from Nevada and you want to come to California to go to school, you may not be eligible to get into our California state college system. You would have to pay more money to go there than an illegal immigrant would have to pay. This is actually taking resources directly away from the American people and giving it to the young people who might be admirable young people who are illegal. Now, one other aspect of this is, and I'm sorry to go on so long here, but these young people, if they're illegal, they can't get a job legally in this country. You cannot hire someone who is here illegally for a job. So we're giving, they're paying money to education dollars to educate people who cannot legally work in our country. It's absurd.
You mentioned a moment ago, sir, though, that there was some sort of legal status that would then be conveyed upon them through this legislation. Is that accurate?
Well, we'll see what the bill says that comes to the floor here. But there is a talk about the DREAM Act would then, you get your college education, and that would, once you've completed college education, that would then send you on the way to citizenship. So this could be sort of a backdoor approach to the pathway to citizenship. And but it depends on what the bill says when it gets to the floor. We'll read the what exactly provisions they've included. Whatever it is, it's not a good idea to basically expend very, you know, right now we're never been struggling to have enough money for education to spend it on young people who are here illegally.
Congressman, as we mentioned before, it's being folded into a defense bill, and usually these are labeled must-pass defense measures. So is this basically a done deal, even though how it's been done is clearly frustrating to you?
Nothing's a done deal in America as long as the American people have the right to rise up in righteous rage and call their congressmen and senators and express their outrage about something. And if anything needs to be expressed in outrage, it's the crime that's being done to young Americans by providing education dollars to people who are here illegally. They aren't legally entitled to work here even right now, even though if they had a college education. So now this is it's not a done deal until it's done. And in America, it's not done until the American people have their impact on those people who are voting in Washington.
Congressman, I know you've got to run, so one quick question before we let you go. In terms of the timing of this, is this part of the Democratic majority thinking that its numbers will be smaller, if not gone, after November 2nd, thinking they have to do this now? Or do they see a political advantage in putting this into this legislation?
Well, it's two things, both. You've got, number one, they're trying to foist something off on the American people that they don't think they're going to be able to get after the election, because they think they'll lose the majority, in, at least in one house, if not in both. And that in and of itself is basically an arrogant way to approach a democratic system. You know, we're just going to, even though the American people we know don't want it, are going to elect people who don't want this, we're going to get it done right now because we have the power at this moment. That's certainly part of this. But also, they're trying to appeal to, they think they're appealing to the Hispanic voters. But again, I think it's a misread. I think most Mexican Americans, anyway, if we talk about specific groups, Mexican Americans, half of the Mexican Americans, they don't want education dollars that should be going to their children as U.S. citizens, going to people who've come here illegally, and they don't care what country they come here from, and they're very patriotic Americans. So I think the Democratic Party thinks they're buying their vote, but in fact they're going to alienate a number of Hispanic Americans.
We'll certainly keep a close watch on all of this. Congressman, thanks for your time today, as always.
Right. God bless.
California Congressman Dana Rohrabacher represents his state's 46th congressional district. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.